Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Red Light Sports Ramble. I am Troy Otradovic, joined by the spectacular Evan Woodallison out in the great state of Wisconsin. What's going on today, buddy?
Yeah, not a whole lot. Just another great day in Wisconsin. Get ready for a Peg Packer Viking game on Saturday. Trying to finalize my Christmas shopping, which I'm still not completely done. And get ready for my trip up north after I get off work Sunday for a day or so to spend with some family as well. So, you know, just another great day here in Wisconsin and, living life, getting my workouts in every day and bettering my health. And, you know, I want to let the listeners know, I was going to mention this yesterday, but didn't get a chance to, but, you know, I talk a lot about beach body on demand and stuff like that. For those that hear the term beach body and wonder what it is, you know, like the program Insanity or P90X is probably the program that you've probably heard of. Those are beach body programs. And they have over 600 hours of home workouts available on their beach body on demand. So typically the newer stuff you have to order in order to have it available, pay for it in order to have it available on demand. The older stuff you can have just for signing up for Beachbody On Demand. That's their streaming service, kind of similar to Netflix, but for workouts that you can do their programs and do the workout. However, starting December 27th, lasting about a month or so, in regards to the time frame that you can do this, they are offering the all-access pass to Beachbody On Demand, and that is every single beach body workout program that's ever been created will be available just by signing up for the All Access Pass. That is over $6,000 in home workouts that you have to choose from. Things like Insanity, P90X, 22-Minute Hardcore, Core de Force, 21-Day Fix, 21-Day Fix Extreme. Every program they've ever come out with, you have instant access to just for having Beachbody On Demand. Also, any new workout program that comes out in 2017, you will have instant access to and not have to pay an extra money in order to get the program. So you don't have to pay any extra money to get the brand spanking new programs, which right now you typically have to do. New programs typically range, if you're a coach, between $40 and $60. If you're not a coach, you get them for free. So if Tony Horton comes out with a new program this in 2017, you get the program. If Sean P does, you get it. And you also get a month of Shakeology as well, healthiest meal of the day. That'll give you all your nutritional needs. And also you get me as a coach. And Beachbody On Demand also has a cooking show that will teach you how to cook and cook healthy. Because I think that's one of the people's biggest problems is they don't know what to cook. So if you are interested in this, learning more about it, all you got to do is shoot me an email, coachevan66@gmail.com, and you can take advantage of this humongous savings of money. So again, coachevan66@gmail.com. If you've been finding excuses on why you this isn't going to be the year or this isn't going to be the day, the excuses are being wiped out for you with opportunities like this. This would be cheaper than signing up for a personal trainer at a gym by a lot of money. So with that, Troy, I'm going to throw it back to you. How are things going out in Western PA?
Well, it's another day in the neighborhood. Wonderful day in Western PA, like you, final preparations for the holiday. I want to wish everybody a safe and happy holiday as you prepare and go out and do your things. Be careful. Yeah, there's a lot of crazy people out there. I was at Walmart tonight, Evan, and, man, that place was a zoo, just a flat-out zoo. And, you know, one thing, Evan, I understand people are in a hurry, but, you know, A lot of rude people when you're shopping. And, you know, I understand you're in a hurry, but if you're grumpy, you should know there's going to be a lot of people in the store. And so I just encountered a lot of rude people tonight, and I wasn't even in the store Christmas shopping. I was actually just picking up some quick groceries for dinner. And it's like, man, you know what? Calm down. Take a deep breath. It's a Christmas holiday. Don't take it on in others that you're grumpy tonight because you're shopping and there's a lot of people here. I guess a little bit of a complaining on my part there, but I just don't understand. You know, you don't have to be rude. There's a lot of people, you know, and it was busy. Don't take it out on the cashiers because the lines are 10 deep. It's not their fault. They're going as fast as they can. Poor girl that I finally got up to, you could see in her face how stressed out she was because people are being rude to her. It's like, come on, she's doing the best she can. It's not her fault that every lane is open and they're all 10 deep. So it was crazy tonight, and it's not even, you know, not even Christmas Eve yet or 2 days before Christmas. It's the middle of the week. But with that said, we got a great show. A lot of things to get to tonight. Sports world, Twitter talk tonight. We're going to start bowl games, Evan. Not only talking about the bowl games, but the big story surrounding the bowl games are these college kids that want to forego the bowl game to prepare for the NFL draft. And so I'll turn it over to you with that, and let's get started.
Yeah, well, it started with Leonard Fournette skipping the bowl game for the to get ready for the NFL draft. And then you had Christian McCaffrey shortly after him, and now Baylor running back Shaq Linwood is doing the same. And the big debate on all the sports talk shows and on ESPN have pretty much been, is this okay? And then you got guys like Kurt Herbstreit are coming out and bashing them, Ezekiel Elliott coming out and bashing them, saying that they would give anything to be able to go back and play with their old teammates. Which, first of all, Ezekiel Elliott left after his junior year. He had a chance to play an entire season longer with his teammates, and he went pro a year early. And I don't fault him for it. He did what was best for him. The thing is, Ezekiel Elliott, Troy, did what was best for him. That is, to me, what McCaffrey, Fournette, and now Linwood are doing. They're doing what's best for them. Now, you look back at the bowl games last year, Jalen Smith, linebacker from Notre Dame, projected top five to top ten pick. Top five to top ten pick. That's what he was projected at. He blows out his knee in the Fiesta Bowl against Ohio State. He drops all the way to the second round. That cost him millions of dollars. You know, with the way the bowl system set up in college football, unless you're in the Final Four, these are meaningless games, really. The players don't get any piece of the pie. They get, you know, yeah, they get gifts from the sponsors and stuff like that, but they get no piece of the pie. So they're sacrificing millions of dollars potentially to go play in these where they become meaningless games. And it's not just the college football playoff that made it meaningless games. The fact that there are so many bowl games out there that you finish 6-6, you finish with 6 wins, Troy, you go to a bowl game. That's ridiculous to me. Like, you've won, I think, half of the teams in the what's formerly known as Division One go to bowl games. Half of them. So 50% of all Division One college football teams pretty much go to a bowl game. That waters it down. That makes them meaningless. That makes them mean nothing. There was a day that there's probably you could count on one hand how many bowl games there were, and now you need multiple hands to count how many bowl games there are. There's, I think, 124 teams in Division One, and like I said, half of them get to go to a bowl game. So to me, that's the first big reason why the NCAA has nobody to blame but themselves. And now they put all the effort in marketing and advertising. The four-letter network does this too. All the money, all the advertising, into the Final Four. So pretty much what they're saying, if you don't make the Final Four, it doesn't matter. It's an exhibition game. That's what it comes to. And the reason why the NCAA still has so many bowl games is advertising, money. The San Diego Credit Union Poinsettia Bowl was being played today. There was some bowl being played in South Beach, Miami, the other day. And you looked at the audience at the one in South Beach, there's nobody there. There's like tens of 10 people there. There's hardly anybody there. the Badgers are having a hard time selling tickets for the Cotton Bowl, and Badger fans used to travel in huge, huge numbers to these games. And the NCAA wants to know and wonder why these players are skipping their bowl games in order to get ready for the NFL draft. Why would I risk a career-altering injury? There's no guarantee Jalen Smith's ever going to be able to play football again still. I know he's looking like he will, but you never know. Those nerves might go again. I don't know. But you have, you know, a potential career-altering injury because he might never be the same player again. It's going to cost you millions of dollars. I would rather take my shot, get ready for the NFL, and say, I ain't playing in my bowl game. I'm getting ready for the NFL. I see nothing wrong with it. And the fact that Ezekiel Elliott is criticizing them for skipping a bowl game, dude skipped his entire senior season. I don't get on him for skipping his entire senior season and going into the NFL draft. I get on him for being a hypocrite. So that's how I look at it. If the NCAA wants to fix this, here's what they need to do. Take the number of bowl games you have, cut it in half. Take that number, cut it in half. Boom. That's how many bowl games you have. Now you're taking the best of the best. And that's what they need to do. Stop with so many bowl games and stop putting all the focus on the playoff, or expand the playoff and get rid of the bowl system altogether. That would probably work best. So that's my thought on it, Troy.
Yeah, well, on my Twitter page, TroyRobert967, I actually put out a Twitter poll last week, and I did two things. I put out, has college football diluted the importance of college bowl game after the season? This year, 41 bowls, Evan, 41 total bowl games, 17 teams are 6-6. There's actually one team that's 6-7, and two teams, Evan, two teams made a bowl game at 5-7. 5-7. Not even 500. And you made a bowl
game.
That's
how you say it's crazy talk.
That is crazy talk. So I want to kind of add to what you're saying here. 41 bowl games, Evan, and you have 20 of the teams that are participating of the 82, and actually it's 80 because one of the bowls is the extra bowl in the playoff. So it actually works out better. 20 out of 80, you have 25% of your bowl eligible. I'm not even going to call them bowl eligible teams. 25% of the teams participating in the postseason, Evan, are mediocre at best. And to me, 7-6 is mediocre too. I didn't look at the 7-5 teams, but if I would have added the 7-5 teams, I would imagine it's going to be probably around 15 to 17 of those teams too. It's ridiculous. It is flat out ridiculous. 41 bowl games. So I countered that with a fun Twitter poll, which there's still 18 hours left to vote if you'd like to vote. It's a fun Twitter poll on at TroyRobert967. And I put out a tweet, Evan, which of the following is not one of the 41 college bowl games? And then, yes, 41 college bowl games. And so the four choices, the Tax Slayer Bowl, Foster Farms Bowl, Camping World Bowl, and the Aquafina Bowl. And I put one that's not a bowl, so we're not going to answer on the air, Evan, in case somebody wants to go vote. And I put on there, don't Google it. But my point is, you have all of this advertising, like you said. That's why there's 41 bowl games. The NCAA is nothing but a greedy entity. That's all it is. It's greed. And people will counter and say, what about March Madness? You can't even debate me with that, because that did come up when I was talking about this. You can't compare March Madness to the season. March Madness is an organized tournament that allows for a true basketball champion. It might be watered down a little bit, but, Evan, they have one big tournament, and any one of the teams that gets in has a fair shot at winning the national championship. Doesn't mean that they're going to, because they might hail from a smaller school or a smaller division. And yes, March Madness is a huge moneymaker, but it is one tournament that includes a number of teams. You can't compare the two. 41 bowl games is ridiculous. Now, when you get to players sitting out, I understand completely why these guys are doing it. And as far as the media hype going, to each their own, Evan. That's the way I look at it. When there's something in it for the players, then I might have more of a problem with it. Do I think out of the goodness and as a former teammate that they should do it? Yeah. You know, some of that. Some of their teammates are probably more mad. But at the end of the day, when this bowl game is done and over, are you going to be happy that you won the Pinata Bowl? Are you going to rest your laurels on that? And you know what? If they were in the championship bowl series, no, they probably wouldn't sit out. It's totally different. That's for a national championship. Yeah. And I make up that I'm being sarcastic about the Pinata Bowl. But if it's the Pinata Bowl, what does the player get out of it? A pat on the back? I mean, literally, there's nothing to gain by playing in the bowl game, and actually as a team. I mean, the team gets more practice time, so it's great. But you know what, Evan? If you're going to do 41 bowl games, just let everybody play in a bowl game then. You might as well, like you said, over half the teams are playing in a bowl game. And it really gets under my skin about these bowl games because I used to love the bowl season. I used to love the college bowl season. Now I can't stand it. I mean, we're already starting bowl games. You know, we're mm-hmm. starting puppy chow and cat chow bowl, and pretty soon it's just going to get out of hand. You look at it, and really, the game itself is not going to make or break their stock in the NFL draft. For some players, it might be a last chance to get some game film if you're a borderline possible draft pick, if you're a player that is projected in maybe the fifth or sixth round. You can go and have a great bowl game and get to maybe a fourth round pick because you have some good film. But for these guys like McCaffrey and Fournette, their draft stock, it's going to come down to the combine. It's going to come down to their pro day. They're already names. They're already on the radar for teams. So them going out and adding one more game film, not going to do anything for their draft stock. It's going to come down to the combine for them. But I can understand the other side of the argument, being a former college player, that, you know, part of them feel like they're letting their team down. And so that just comes down to the human nature side of it, but I think you summed it up the best. They're doing what's best for them because at the end of the day, the NCAA is doing what's best for them with 41 darn bowl games, and they're not giving anything back to the players. That's why we see all of these things going on with monetary payments and things like that and trying to fight the NCAA. I heard an argument on The Fan this week, Evan, about, well, they need to play because they're under scholarship, and so if you want them to play, take away their scholarship and make them pay back their free tuition. And I thought the host had a great answer to that. Evan, he kind of giggled and said, well, if I'm Leonard Fournette paying back my college tuition after I make millions and trillions of dollars, not, and that's how he said it, he goes, that's like a drop in the bucket. It is no big deal. If you're going to be a high draft pick, who cares? Okay. Make me repay the institution my scholarship money that I had for free. But at the end of the day, Evan, I think there's a lot. This is being overhyped. But the players are going to do what's right for them. And I can side with them, but I can see the other side, too, as a former athlete. You do want to win a game. You're going to play in a game. You want your best players. And you might feel a little bit slighted as a player. But at the end of the day, you summed it up best. You're going to do what's best for you. So that's all I have on that.
So there's one thing you said there, very good points you made, but there's One thing you said that I do kind of disagree with, you said the bowl game is not going to make or break your draft stock. I disagree with it's not going to break your draft stock. Because you look at the example of Smith from Notre Dame. He blew out his knee, and that killed his draft stock. You know, he couldn't work out. And then there's speculation if he would ever be able to play football again. But he ended up falling to the second round. So it can definitely break your draft stock. But it typically doesn't make your draft stock.
Yeah, I agree, Evan, with the injury. I'm talking about actual, like, if you go through the game and you don't get hurt. I'm just talking about, like, your game film play. No, I understand it can break it if you get hurt. I'm talking about, though, just playing in the game with game film and adding a game film if you get through injury-free. The bowl game at this point, the evaluations for game film are already under review. And so health-wise, and I agree with you there, it can break it if you get hurt.
Yeah.
It can ruin you if you get hurt. You might never play in the NFL if you get hurt. So, you know, that's what I meant there about breaking your stock is that, you know, if you have a good game, maybe if you're a borderline pick, maybe you move up around or you get on somebody's radar. But, yeah, I agree with you. If you get hurt, it can definitely it can break their chance of playing in the NFL.
Yeah, definitely. And there's not too many Willis McGahees out there that still gets drafted in the first round after a horrific knee injury. That doesn't happen very often. So I'm wondering if we're going to start seeing this trend happen or what's going to happen, what's college football going to do? Are they going to switch to more of a traditional playoff setting? Is it the end of the bowl season? And I got to say no, just based off the fact that there's so much money invested in the sponsorships and everything. That the NCAA is making lots, they're making billions upon billions upon billions of dollars off of these bowl games and the television deal that they have off of these bowl games, the sponsorships. So if fans aren't going to them, who cares? They're still making money. And I don't know if it's going to be a trend, but I think it might be a trend that you might start seeing more and more of these big-time players give up, quote, quit on their team and focus on the NFL. So last question I want to ask before we wrap it up and let the listeners go. The Pro Bowl voting came out. The results got announced yesterday. Packers have Aaron Rodgers, the birthday boy. Happy birthday to him. Ha-ha, Clinton Dix. And then T.J. Lang, and you have McDaniels as an alternate. Jordy Nelson gets the snub. And it always happens every year. The Pro Bowl voting comes out, and people are whining and complaining and bitching and crying and complaining. I know I already said that, but I said it again deliberately because their guy got snubbed. Their guy got left out. The Pro Bowl voting is a joke. Well, no, the Pro Bowl is a joke. I seem like I'm a broken record, Trump. Why do we still have the game itself? It's stupid. It's dumb. No one cares. Why have it? And this year, you know, last 2 years they did the whole draft thing where you had Team Deion Sanders versus Team somebody else. I forget who the other guy was. And it was you got drafted. Well, this year, to spice it up, change it up a little bit, try to excite the viewers, they're going back AFC versus NFC format. And I guess the question I have for you, and I think I already know the answer, and you could probably tell my answer just with the comments that I'm making, do you really care that the Pro Bowl voting came out? And do you really care that they still even play the Pro Bowl?
Well, I'm going to put it this way, Evan. I didn't even know who the Packer representatives were for the Pro Bowl because I didn't care. That tells you, and you know that I follow football. I didn't even look at the rosters. I didn't even sit down and listen or watch the Pro Bowl selections. Now, I know who made it for the Steelers because I listened to the fan out here. But I didn't even know the Packers selections until you just told me. That tells you how much I care about the Pro Bowl. I care less. and we got to be careful of it, and I'm being sarcastic. We use the word stupid on the show. Some people get mad about that. It is downright stupid. Downright stupid, this game. It has no meaning. There is no need for a Pro Bowl. The players don't even like going anymore, Evan. The players don't even like going to this game. They find reasons to find a late-season injury if they're selected to the Pro Bowl to not play, because that's the only way you can get out without being fined. You have to be on an injury report for week 17, I guess, or after week 17. So, Evan, if they want to have an all-pro team or a Pro Bowl team, then have it and give a player a bonus for it. There's no need to play this game. There is absolutely no reason to play the game. It comes down to kind of what we were saying about the College Bowl game. You know, these guys have just played a long season, and now they have to suit up and play another game. They're not going to go out there and play at 110%. And you and I both know, as former athletes, when you start playing at 75%, that's actually when you can get hurt. That's when you can get hurt. And these guys, you know, they're out there. It's an honor, I guess, to be voted to the Pro Bowl as one of the best in the business. So what? If you polled everyone on this roster in an anonymous poll where their answer would not be made public so that they wouldn't get fined or that nobody would know who they are, I am a betting man, and I would say that 99% of the players that are on this roster would tell you the game's a joke. I can't imagine that people are all geared up about wanting to play another football game after they've just went through a long season. And so, yes, you knew my answer. We've talked about this a million times. This game needs to go away. It needs to go away. I don't even know if it makes money for the NFL, Evan. I mean, you think about all the cost that goes into putting on a game and the bonuses that are paid out and all of the expenses. Yeah, they're going to get some advertising for it, but is it really making the NFL money? What is the meaning of the game? It's certainly not for the fans anymore. Now, I can't imagine. You and I talked about this. But when's the last time, Evan, that you actually sat down and watched the Pro Bowl from start to finish? I don't think I've ever watched a Pro Bowl from start to finish ever. I've watched when I was growing up, when the Packers weren't very good, I would watch because at that time that's when they would wear the helmets, and I'd look for the yellow helmet and watch my favorite Packers, which usually was James Lofton, as the single representative of the Green Bay Packers, or maybe somebody on the defensive side like Ezra Johnson or Mike Douglas. But, you know, you look at this game, I haven't even turned on a Pro Bowl in years. I haven't even turned it on. I haven't even watched highlights. And I consider myself a pretty loyal football fan, Evan. So, long-winded answer, I don't like this game. I think it needs to go away.
Yeah, and I definitely agree. I get if you want to vote someone to be the all-pro, fine. That's fine. I don't have a problem with you voting for an all-pro player, but we don't need to play the game. Just as you said, just get rid of it. So with that, I got nothing else to add. So we got about 60 seconds of live time left. I'm going to throw it to you to wrap up the show and let our great listeners go.
Yeah, hope you enjoyed the show tonight, everyone. Make sure you tune in tomorrow night, Green Bay Packer Minnesota Viking preview, Evan and I, 11 o'clock Eastern, 10 o'clock Central. You can find us on Twitter at Evan Witt Sports, at Troy Robert 967, or our network account at Red Light Sports. Tweet us your thoughts, what you want to hear on the show, and tweet us your thoughts about the Packer-Viking game. And we will get back with you live tomorrow night, 11 o'clock Eastern, 10 o'clock Central. Fasten your seatbelts, put your foot on the gas. For Evan Witalison, I am Troy Otradovic. Enjoy your night, everyone.